Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ricky Ricardo is not only the Spanish language voice of the New York Yankees. And by the way, I am all over the Spanish, okay? I'm learning. My wife is teaching me. We're teaching our son Spanish. In fact, he's about 60-40 English right now. Every morning he says, pan, pan,
pan. He wants bread.
He loves his pan.
He wants his bread in the morning.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing.
And he's learning azul because he loves the color blue. How about that?
Wait a minute.
What?
What kind of blue?
I don't know.
The dark Yankee navy blue?
Oh, no, Met blue.
Or the Met blue that goes with the orange.
His name is Jet. He is stuck basically rooting for all the garbage I root for. It's a tough spot. And then, of course, Ricky is the reason the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl this year. You can boo that. What? You're the radio voice
of the Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia.
No
Eagles.
Shot they win the division this year. You agree with that statement? No shot.
None. No, I don't agree with that statement. But
it'd be tough, man.
Any Giant fans in the house? You want to dethrone us? You want to dethrone the Birds?
They got a shot, man.
We'll see.
Football's a volatile game.
The Eagles have been good against the Giants lately.
Well, who is starting a quarterback week one for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Nick Foles.
Okay, so Carson Wentz is not going to be ready.
I don't know.
When's he going to be ready?
Week four.
Okay, what if Nick Foles gets off to a great start, continuing being, you know, big Nick Foles? Well, what happens? What do you do?
Put controversy. Me on, put me on your program that Thursday before that weekend. We'll discuss it there.
Going to be controversial.
Yeah.
Sweeney disagrees. I'm a panicker.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be worried about Chapman yesterday. I thought he was a mess. What was your take? You're a balanced guy on what you saw yesterday.
I know Aroldis pretty well. When he came off the mound, he looked to me like he had a limp. When he walked, he's got the tendonitis in the knee. I'm not breaking any news.
No, we know he has it, right.
All right. And the problem is, with tendonitis in the knee, you never know. I mean, one day it could be fine. The next day it comes out and it's sore. It looked to me yesterday, especially when he came off the mound, when Boone asked him for the baseball, that his first few steps toward the dugout as he crossed the baseline weren't pretty comfortable.
Right.
He got into the dugout. Now, I didn't have a chance to see him after the game. I'll see him in a little while, and I'll bluntly ask him, you know, Cuban to Cuban, you know, how do you feel?
Right.
And hopefully I'll get an honest answer, as I usually do out of him. But it's not a thing where I don't know if rest is going to help putting him on the 10-day deal. I don't know if that's going to do any good. He just had, what, 7-8 days?
Basically had a DL stint,
and, you know, that was the cause of it. It didn't do much good. But Aroldis is a fighter. He's a warrior. He'll get through it. He was just downright terrible yesterday. It wasn't even close to home plate.
That's scary bad.
Yeah. He hit Nimmo, you know, and that's probably the easiest hit by pitch that Brandon Nimmo one day will say, I got hit by Aroldis Chapman.
And I didn't even rub it.
Yeah, because it just grazed his uniform. But it's something to keep your eye on.
You know
on.
What the positive, though, is? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the Yankees could lose Aroldis Chapman and it's no big deal, but they are better equipped to deal with an injury of that nature than any other team in baseball. Imagine if the Red Sox lost Craig Kimbrell. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal.
Any Dellin Betances fans in his hometown around here? Any Betances fans?
He'd be the closer?
I bet you wouldn't.
Robertson's got the experience, man. You don't think they would just keep Dellin? It's working. I'm getting in Boone's mind right now. I could be wrong. We can't mess with Dellin. This is working. Let's flip D-Rob to the ninth inning. He's got experience as closer. I'd bet you $5 on that.
You got a deal.
All right.
We don't get to that. But I think Dellin Betances is equipped, and I think he's over whatever mental, you know, bumps in the road that he's had along the way. I think he's ready to take that role, assume that role, in case a role just goes down by
now, interest. I don't walk around having favorite Yankees by any stretch, but with the Mets, I always find that the guys I end up loving are the guys that are disrespected. Beltran was disrespected when he was a Met. He just was. DeGrom was always disrespected till this year. Now everybody loves him. He's the ace. Gary Sanchez is the most disrespected Yankee, and I get he's having a bad year. I get it, fellas, ladies out there. I know it. He's terrible. He's hitting 190. He's struggling behind the plate. All that is true. But Ricky.
I'm not trading him to you.
Oh, I'm not asking for that.
I'm not trading him to you.
I didn't ask for that. I'm seeing there were people calling every day. He stinks. Austin Romine should be the starter. You got to trade him. Let me start with this because you know the guy. What's up with him? Let's start there. What's up with Gary Sanchez?
Well, from the moment Gary Sanchez got to the major leagues, and let's remember that his path to the major leagues took a little bit longer than some other top prospects. There's a reason for that, okay? I think he's a little slow in adjusting to the game when the game adjusts to him. For example, I think right now, and I've been told this by people that know that are closer to him even than I am, that pitchers have a quote-unquote book on him right now.
Right.
They're going high and tight with hard stuff, and they're going low and away with the soft stuff. In baseball, whether you're Gary Sanchez, whether you're Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, you name it, if you're Mike Trout, it's a series of adjustments. Pitchers adjust to you. They find your weak spots. That's why there's advanced scouts, you know, by the dozens at every game, analyzing each and every pitch. Right now, the book on Gary Sanchez is up and in with the hard stuff, down and away with the soft stuff, and he's falling for it. Mm. The minute it clicks in his head to stop swinging at that slider low and away in the two-strike count, take a different two-strike approach, he'll start making better contact, and eventually you'll get the Gary Sanchez back that we've seen.
He had a run, because remember, he got off to a terrible start, and then he got hot for a few weeks. I remember this specifically. I was facing him in fantasy. He destroyed me. Mm-hmm. And then he went back into this slump, and obviously he got hurt. What was clicking then during that streak? Because he had a stretch where it looked like he'd figured it out.
He was laying off of that pitch outside.
Right.
That thing was coming. That slider outside came. He recognized that pitch and laid off of it. He had about a two-week stretch where he was waiting for his pitch.
Right.
Right now, I think he's trying to do a little bit too much. He sees that the team, let's face it, the Yankees, from the month of June through here, 3 weeks into the month of July, have not been very good with runners in scoring position.
No, all right? Absolutely.
This team either pummels you with home runs, but they don't win very many 2-1 games manufacturing a late-inning run with a single here. And, you know, I think maybe we saw one example one night of a sack bunt that worked and they were able to win the game. That's not their M.O.
Right.
They pummel you into submission. Well, they lose most of the time. I think Gary has been a little bit anxious coming off the injury. He knows that his numbers are lagging behind. Judge's numbers are where they should be. Stanton's numbers are getting to where they should be. Everyone else is getting to the back of their baseball card.
Right.
Gary is way, way below where he should be, and I think he's trying to make up for lost time in one at-bat. He'll snap out of it.
And what is the back of the baseball card for Greg Bird? Because I think we're still trying to figure it out.
I think we're still trying to figure that out.
He's starting to hit, and that's a positive sign.
Now, we've been waiting for Bird's baseball card to be, what?
Printed.
260, 30 home runs, 100 RBIs.
Hey.
Can we safely assume that's what we've been waiting for?
Waiting for, yes, but it certainly hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened because of injury. He hasn't had a full season yet. And let's face it, you know, with this organization here, you either produce or you're out of here. So
sure.
Greg Bird is one of those guys that's under the gun. I'm not telling you if he doesn't produce this year, there'll be whispers. There'll be calls to your show that say, hey, you know, what happened to all the promise that Greg Bird showed? Last year in the postseason, he came through clutch big time. He was great. Hopefully now, I think, 6 weeks. Remember, he didn't have spring training, basically. He had a few weeks down in Tampa, and that was all erased by the injury. He was out after that surgery, 6-8 weeks?
Right, man, it's time.
So basically his, you know, first 6-8 weeks at the major league level were spring training 2018. I think he's hitting his stride right now. And with a lineup that is so loaded with right-handed power, Greg Bird and Didi Gregorius, that's your power.
Where he is so valuable because this is a tremendous order. And I at times think the whole lefty-righty thing can be overrated only because the Yankees have right-handed hitters who hit right-handed pitching better than they hit left-handed pitching. I think Aaron Judge and even Gary Sanchez have been examples of that. Giancarlo is not. Giancarlo is different. Mm-hmm. He crushes lefties, not quite as good against righties.
True.
So at times I think it's overrated, but you want to be able to make it difficult for the opposing manager by having some big lefties in the middle of that order. Didi got off to a stupid start. I mean, ridiculous. And he's kind of leveled off. He's having a Didi kind of year.
He's come back to his baseball.
Yeah, he really has. Yeah. But you know what the thing about Didi was? I always gave him this compliment. This is the first time I don't think it's going to apply. Eventually it wasn't. Every year he gets better, right? Every year he gets better and better and better. Well, to what point? Where does it settle in? In April, I'm thinking, oh my God, he's going to be the MVP. Like, where's this going? And now he is kind of settling into what he was last year.
I've never seen a player, I've seen guys work as hard. I've never seen anybody work harder than Didi Gregorius. In the offseason, he's back in Curaçao in basic conditions.
Right.
Not, you know, super modern. I mean, he gets raw, back to his roots. And it's swing after swing after swing all day long in the Caribbean heat in the middle of winter. He works 365 days a year at his craft. He wants to get better. Remember, this is the Curaçao players, Aruba, Curaçao, this new breed of Caribbean player. We've had, for years, we've had the Cuban player, we've had the Puerto Rican player, we've had the Dominican Republic player, we've had the Venezuelan. Now you've got a new island, a new group of baseball players that have cut through, have made it on the major stage in the World Baseball Classic. They've been competitive. And these guys, Jonathan Scope, Didi Gregorius, Kenley Jansen, you've got a group of guys now from a fresh group, from a fresh island that are making their mark.
It's funny. And I think of Kenley Jansen. I think of him catching in the World Baseball Classic. He was a catcher, and he made a big throw. Didn't they upset the Dominican Republic that year? That was what it was.
Yeah.
And he was throwing guys out left and right. Meanwhile, he's in the major leagues as a pitcher, as a closer. Yeah. But he was a catcher in the WBC.
Yeah. He was the backup catcher, believe it or not. Get this. In the Dodger organization, as the prospects were coming up, the number one prospect at that time was a guy named Clayton Kershaw.
Right.
The number one catching prospect of the Dodgers at that time plays first base for the Philadelphia Phillies right now. Carlos Santana
How
was the
that?
Catcher, got traded
That's
to
right.
the Indians.
That's
the
right.
backup catcher to Carlos Santana at Albuquerque coming up through the Dodger organization was Kenley Jansen.
Amazing, man.
Isn't that amazing?
We're talking to Ricky Ricardo at the Yankee Radio Network Fan Fest. We'll be here all day after me. Carlin and Bart Scott are going to be here. Mike Francesa is going to be here, which is obviously the main event. And then you got a baseball game. But the main event is Mike, who'll be here coming up. When you look at this pitching staff, I think the obvious thing is they're going to add a pitcher. They're going to add a pitcher. Right now, I ask you, who's the pitcher they're adding? Who is the guy that's walking through that door in the next week and a half?
I'd love Jay Happ. And I'll tell you why.
Why do you love Jay Happ?
I've seen Jay Happ come up through the minors when I was still doing Philadelphia Phillies games before I, you know, graduated to the Bronx. I think Happ as a left-handed, stylish kind of left-hander, whatever flaws might be in his delivery right now, he's got all the tools to be a big winner in big situations. I'm not trying to sign the guy for a 3-4-year deal, but for this season, this pennant race, this postseason with the Red Sox as good as they are, Happ's numbers against the Red Sox are great. He's got American League East experience in big games. He's not intimidated by going into Fenway Park or, you know, into Houston where he's pitched before. I don't think the moment will be too big for him. Economically, his contract is good. It's comfortable. It's not that big of a burden as far as finances are concerned. If they were to go out and get a starter, I'd love it to be Jay Happ. And I tell you what, there's a guy that is across the street there, Larry Rothschild. The Yankee pitching coach works wonders with young pitchers as they come up, but he takes veterans, analyzes that video, and finds whatever little flaw might be happening in their delivery. Larry Rothschild could get Jay Happ fixed in a minute, and you could have...
That line sounds very familiar. I heard that from a pitching coach many years ago. 15 minutes, I'll fix a guy. He never did.
Yeah. Well, I trust Larry to do it.
His Met fan knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. Victor Zambrano,
and if
that's
right. If they were to go for a reliever, look, there are a couple of guys on the market. You know what?
Zach Britton makes
Zach
sense.
Zach Britton is the guy. Was it your show? I think you brought up with JJ the other day the possibility of Carlos Martinez from the Cardinals.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Now he's got an oblique strain.
Yeah.
And we know that
I don't buy the Cardinals would ever do that because the Cardinals are going to reload. They're not. And Carlos Martinez is signed to this insane contract. I love looking around baseball at these teams that were aggressive with young players. And it works for the young player because they get this guaranteed money. And they lock them up, then become stars, and they make it nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mark should be proud of what his son did with Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
This guy's one of the best players in baseball. He's making, not that $5 million is peanuts. We'd all take it. But for a Major League Baseball player, it's pretty damn good.
But I think they're moving in that direction. General managers are starting to use their noggin. It's smart. And it's smart for the player. Because you've got, let's say, Scott Kingery, this young kid that the Philadelphia Phillies have.
Right.
Before playing a major league game, 6-year deal, $24 million base with incentives that take it to $40 million. before even seeing one pitch in the major league.
Could be a disaster. Because do you remember, I don't know if anybody remembers this guy, Jonathan Singleton. He was a big prospect with the Astros. And he was going to be great. And they offered him a guarantee.
And he had a little bit of an issue.
Yeah. And they offered him a big guaranteed deal. And I think he turned it down. He said, I'm betting on myself. Oh, my God. What a bad gamble that was.
Yeah, well, the catcher for the Wilson Ramos.
Yeah.
Wilson Ramos had a nice deal in front of him. He gambled on himself, got hurt, and look, he's got to redo his entire resume.
Yeah, it's risky sometimes.
It is.
The guy, and I'm not trying to tell you this is the no-brainer, because there really isn't anything great that's out there. If we're being realistic, Bumgarner's not available, Jake's not available, these guys are not out there. Cole Hamels.
Although, wait a minute. As a Mets fan, did Jacob DeGrom cut his hair as a subliminal message that he wanted to come to another team?
You know what? I don't want to talk to you anymore.
That requires short hair?
I'm done with you. All right, that's it, Ricky. I'm wrapping it up based on that comment. Thank you, Ricky. You're the best.
Anytime, my friend.
Ricky Ricardo, Spanish voice of the Yankees on the radio, Spanish voice of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.